Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Haro's our sports business and legal insider on the bench for over two decades. He's in Oklahoma City tonight, apparently hanging out with Dickie V.
Dickie V is called the Bowtie Ball, raising money for charity. My friend Ron Norick, who was the mayor of Oklahoma City way back when this MAPS plan happened, which allowed the Thunder to move from Seattle. And this is a kind of a 25 years ago they voted for this thing, which only means that I'm really old. They raise a lot of money for charity. The Fields and Futures program is new here. And by the way, just so you know, I'm wearing a tux. Radio, but I look really, really, really good.
Right, we got to call you back, Rick. You sound terrible. We'll get right back with you. There you go. I mean, it's just like a disaster, these phone calls we have with him. Is it not like everywhere he goes? I mean, honestly, when is the last time he sounded good on the show? Honestly, like ever? Years ago. When he sits on a landline in his hotel, right? That's when he sounds good. That cell phone of his, I mean to tell you, for the birds. If he can't get it better, we'll just not do it. How's that sound? All right, we're going to try it again. All right, Rick, so Seattle has been given an NHL franchise, and they'll begin play in 2021. How did they pull it off?
Because they paid $650 million for it, and they got a new arena for it, and Gary Bettman wanted to have a second franchise. Now the only issue is going to be whether Phoenix keeps its team in the NHL. Because, you know, the last time you checked, there's no arena. And really, when you take a look at the deal, there's no public money for it either. So the guys who own the Rockets control the arena in Houston. Look for Phoenix to look at Houston in the not-too-distant future.
So you believe what I just heard you say is that there's been talk of certain people, like the guy that owns the Golden Nugget and everything, that owns the Rockets, he said he'd buy the team and move them to Houston, right?
Yeah, well, the guy who owned it is now owns Landry's Restaurants, you know, all those restaurants from Fertitta.
Right.
And he owns the Rockets. He spent a lot of money for them. Money's no object. Houston's a great market. And look, Phoenix, you know, is a great hockey market because of all the transplanted Canadians and Northerners, but you got to have an arena that makes sense, and right now they don't.
Yeah, you know, I actually, I think it's fantastic there for, you know, golf and for the weather and for tourists and, you know, things of this nature. I've never actually bought in that that's a good hockey town.
Look, remember what Jack Kim Cook said when the Kings were established and how hard it was before Gretzky. He said, one of the problems we have is that people go to L.A. to escape the ice and cold. So same thing about Phoenix. People go there to stay warm. The last thing you want to do in staying warm is to see a terrible hockey team. So if they don't have an arena, you know, you got a problem. So, you know, here is Gary Bettman's message right now. Get an arena done or you lose the team.
I can see why they put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, this guy has managed to the scene in Vegas, now Seattle. All he's done is you can hate him all you want, boom, all you want. The guy's made the league billions of dollars. I mean, he is the ultimate. He's turned into more of a businessman than a lawyer.
Franchise values went up 8% a year. You know, he's got teams. How do you pay $650 for a team in Seattle? Well, I'll tell you why. You say that's the price we pay, and if you don't like it, go buy a team across the street. Oh, there is not. So let's do the deal in Seattle. If we want it, we pay $650. And by the way, the Phoenix, the Vegas franchise was $500 million. The teams in 1990 sold for $50 million, all those NHL expansion teams. The teams that sold in 67, $5 million. The real key to the success of a league is franchise value. And Gary Bettman does it right.
So the XFL is trying to make a splash into existing and former NFL markets when they launch.
Well, the problem with the XFL is you got three other pretenders, and you got the juggernaut that you're going against with the NFL. Vince McMahon did it for a year, ran out of patience, ran out of money. I'd like to see it happen, but we got four leagues jousting for territory next year. They got to find a niche. They got to find some money, and it may not happen.
Networks are touting their success in the college football this season with their ratings. Who did the best?
CBS, the SEC network, did a really good job. All of the networks really did. As we go to the final games, I'm here in Oklahoma, by the way. These people believe that they're going to beat Alabama. You talk to the athletic director here. You talk to all the people in Oklahoma, and I'm not sure. But the bottom line is that this is a really exciting time for playoffs and otherwise, and we'll see how it works.
What's going on with the PGA in Frisco, Texas? And I see that 37 new people move there every day and an increase of 8% in population. It's crazy what's going on there. What is the PGA doing there? Building basically a golf city.
They're building a big city in Frisco, Texas. Frisco, Texas is part of the whole development deal. They've got a great mayor who's tried to put a whole deal together. Remember, it's the Star. It's Jerry Jones's deal. And they're trying to do a whole bunch of golf courses as well. And part of the issue is they moved the PGA headquarters from my hometown of Palm Beach Gardens into Frisco, and they're spending a lot of money for it. So public money doesn't lie. They got incentives to do stuff, and they're trying to figure it out. And I think it's going to be a really, really good deal for Texas, not so good for Florida.
The PGA is currently in talks to have their own pro player drafting protocol for their various different tours, you know, PGA China, all the way up to the PGA Tour itself. There's different levels of golf. So what are they doing? They're basically guaranteeing college players some form of pro receipt out of this, that they're going to place them somewhere to play pro golf no matter what?
It's going to change the entire sport on its head, which is why it may not work. But they're really trying to figure out how to get it started. And what they'll do at a college is say, we're going to guarantee you slots, but you got to go to China, you got to go to Europe, you got to go here and there. And remember, it's such a different system than the current one, where you do Q school. If you Q school, then you work your way up and you win money, and money dictates your success. So it is an interesting proposal. I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Rick, what is the deal with this Moneyball era in sports, where now this Home Court Capital Group is basically revolutionizing the analytics and everything else? What are they doing with this thing, the story in Bloomberg that you're selling?
Yeah, well, you know, they're trying to figure out how to make some money off of data. We all try to make money off of data. But, you know, nobody's buying data for me because I can't add past 11 without taking off my socks. You know, the problem is with these big companies, everybody understands that analytics drives a lot of this. And $150 million has been raised toward an early career athlete in all of the sports to exactly pinpoint when they're going to be successful and how. These players will have a new way to manage their finances also. So it's kind of an interesting technological advance.
The White House visit predicament has started again. The Red Sox are going, though.
Well, the Red Sox are going, thank God, because this is not a who's in the White House. This is a, you win the World Series, you get a trip to the White House. And so, disrespectful comments. He says, I'm going to use my platform the right way. Joey Cora, I'm not going to embarrass anybody. I'm going to represent 4 million people from back home the right way when you go there. So he's got the right answer, I think, which is, let's not protest by not going if we don't like the occupant. Let's talk about the office.
The NFL and Arrow Electronics are doing something for the Super Bowl competition designed to drive innovation in athlete safety and performance. What's that about?
Called First and Future. There are a couple of categories. The NFL is doing a really good job to say, let's use this time before the Atlanta Super Bowl to advance technology. There is a medical component, innovative product concepts to improve player health and safety. There is a technical component to try to get more fan information. So one side of it is improving player safety. The other side of it is making the whole stadium experience better. And I can't wait, because there's a whole day in Atlanta where all it is these kind of cool technical presentations. And that's going to be a big deal.
Rick, Wayne Rooney may not have it anymore, but he's worth a ton. And what did he bring to the D.C. United besides his foot? He meant so much more to their pockets.
$4.5 million in social media value. 28 signing drove the value of $1.7 million. 3.7 million engagements. $1.24 million in media value. A lot of money. His Facebook, Instagram accounts. 31 million engagements. So you don't have to score a lot of goals, but you ought to be really good at social media. And kudos to guys like Andy Bush and others who have taken over D.C. United and moved the revenue where it becomes relevant in D.C. sports.
Tag top five. Steph Curry is an executive producer for a high school basketball docuseries called Benedict Man.
Yeah, and you know what the interesting thing about that is? He's going to develop technical stuff. He talks about the brotherhood of young men who seek the balance in their lives. And then he talks about subscription tiers for this company, Quibi. And he's a guy just like LeBron and just like Iguodala and others who've taken Silicon Valley contacts and trying to make money off it. So kudos to him. By the way, he can also shoot pretty good three-pointers, don't you think?
Yeah, this Players Tribune, Jeter founded that. Now they've bought this company called Unscripted, so they just keep getting bigger.
Keep getting bigger. Russell Wilson, Blake Griffin, Danica Patrick were the original founders. Now it allows players to share their stories from their own perspective while simultaneously providing opportunities to bring in a little extra cash for sponsorships. It's really taken off because a lot of the players, not just Derek Jeter's word of mouth, but a lot of the players are saying, this is a cool platform for us to express our opinion.
Power of Sports, John Cena wins the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award for his leadership and philanthropy. I guess I lost him, Rick.
I'm trying to sync it all in. The Rise Above Cancer partnership for him, Jim Brown, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Cena continues to land roles in major Hollywood productions, but he soon returns to the ring while contributing to branding himself as a WWE respective honorable sport figure and league. By the way, good for him in a sport that's generated some controversy. He's risen above it.
And then how about Anthony Rizzo raising all that money with his 5K walk for cancer down in Parkland, Florida?
That's huge because that's a half hour away from me, and it was like 10 minutes from, I know, where you have a place. Raise $1.1 million. It's not just his cancer research, but remember, he returned home the week after the Parkland shooting on a day off and organized a lot of the tributes around Parkland because, that you remember, that's where he went, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School. He's united his hometown not only during that tragedy but for cancer research. So kudos to Anthony Rizzo. Let's root for a 45-home-run season next year.
And how about Melvin Gordon of the Chargers? His holiday build a bike for L.A. youth. Good job by him.
Good job by him. He's got a big deal, awareness, physical activity, ages 5 through 12. By the way, the Chargers are doing really well as far as their philanthropy. They're not drawing a large fan base. That'll be taken care of when they go to the new stadium. But they're allowing their players, like Melvin Gordon, to step out and do some really good stuff, and good for him.
The Chiefs are about here, third and inches. They're right around the goal line, about to finish off the Chargers. If they score here, they'll go up two touchdowns. Rick, safe travels from Oklahoma City. Say hi to Dickie V from Uncle Futrelli.
He's a totally cool guy, by the way, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, there he is, Rick Harrow, our Sports Business Insider on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.